Ahoy there, nerds. The party has fully enmeshed himself into the politics of the Dragon Army's floating castle thing, and somehow Weeblow is going to now kill one of their captains in a gladiator fight. So, that should be fun. Let's roll.
Oh, I survived the day.
And we're back.
We're getting smashed, bros.
Yeah, we're getting smashed.
Yeah, with bro sauce.
With bros.
I hate it.
Where were we?
Glenn has learned a bunch of information and is now going to go back to the group.
Go talk to Zod, yeah.
Well, okay. First he wants to gather Weeblow and Automon.
Like, and Vanta.
Not Vanta.
Nope!
Mostly you, so that you're part of it.
Yes!
Mostly Automon?
Weeblow's gonna, you know, whatever. He'll have his opinion, but...
Yeah.
He ushers them so they're by themselves, obviously.
You go into the room where we will beat the shit out of the slave?
Yeah.
No, we're not in that bottom part of the thing. That'd be weird. Just away from those two.
Gotcha.
I learned Blagath has actually helped me out figure out what was happening with Zod.
What's happening with Zod?
He has this very specific curse called Absinthe with Autumn that I can heal now.
We can heal him?
Yeah, we can create a restoration.
Do we want to?
I think so. He seems like he's fucked up right now.
He's fucked up before.
Yeah, but a different...
Remember he laid all that shit with her out when there was a pump?
Fucked up in a less fun way.
Yeah, no, you gotta get back. But there's gonna be a couple problems. One, apparently Vanta is kinda keeping an eye on him.
Oh!
Asmodeus. And, once we take him out of Asmodeus is gonna know, like, immediately.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah.
And two, I don't know if she'd know right away, but probably soon. So I don't know if we want to do it before this fight, or at least like after the fight, and then deal with it. You know?
You think she's going to attack us?
I don't know that she's going to attack because she doesn't want to have Tiamat raised either.
Right.
But she might be extra bitchy, you know?
Like she's in her period.
Yeah. She could be all like, chocolate or death.
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So
what's the question?
Just getting your thoughts. I could do it now, but we're getting ready for her.
What are the advantages of doing it now? I don't hear any advantages of doing it now.
I mean, he'd get him to stop being tortured, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm a post-evil character. He could stay tortured for a bit.
You got to remember that he is... What's going on in his head now is he's just reliving torture.
Yeah, he's being brainwashed. Yeah, it's like he's brainwashed. He's like... kind of like almost under a spell.
I mean, I have a feeling once he gets drunk, he's gonna be like, "Fuck everything!" Pretty much.
Oh my god, two dicks!
No, that's why I did a bit. Oh, that's
Stone giant.
Stone giant dick.
I heard the vampires can turn you gay.
Did you know that? It's true.
He bit my dick.
Vampire's like, no, I didn't, and I wouldn't.
Bob not gay.
Ew.
Bob like
women.
Bob just loves people.
I mean, Bob asexual.
I don't see a lot of
Bob
advantages.
Wants true human connection, not sexual in nature.
I mean, I can do it like while they're fighting, maybe. You know, she's not there.
I mean, are we afraid that Asmodeus is going to come like now?
No, I don't think he's going to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be horrifying.
That'd be a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
We fucked up. Oh!
I can imagine the people watching this.
There's a fight going on, and the Asmodeus appears.
Asmodeus rises out of hell.
Oh, I fucked up. I gotta go.
Why?
This is the best fucking show I've ever seen.
This fight.
Jesus Christ, this was great. Oh, shit.
So, no, I don't think he's going to appear, but, like, you know, Vanta, I don't know what Vanta's going to do. She's probably not going to be happy.
Don't we feel like we need her, though?
We do. I mean, yeah, she's, you know,
she's
part of the team.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, because it doesn't sound like she is.
She's like, you know, she's not a core part of the team. She's like a contractor.
But you know, some lot.
She gets a lot of story points done.
Afraid to lose a contractor. Not a
contractor.
We got to fight.
She's
a
like
red
an
wizard.
Eastern European contractor.
There you go.
Not like a, you know, Indian contractor.
Do some heavy lifting. Because we got to fight a red wizard, and we got to fight a half black dragon, and we've got the giant red dragon we got to fight.
You don't know about those guys, but I can tell
you. They told me, remember?
Everybody, and
we were hanging out before.
Yeah, but we're going to have help with some of that, I think.
So,
Blackethus is on our side.
It feels like you want to do this.
I mean, I do want to get him back to normal.
Yeah.
That'd be the nice thing to do. We'll do it after the fight, I think, is probably makes sense.
Okay.
But just be prepared.
I'm prepared.
You know, we might have to, I don't know. Oof. We might have some words with Vanta. She might be super fucking pissed.
So,
maybe she'll change. Maybe she'll pick Helm.
Doesn't feel that way.
I could try.
Resmir comes back and says, oh, I have a great, this would be the best fight, right?
Hey, Resmir.
Knocks on the door. Hey, guys, come here. Mm-hmm.
I'm changing!
I'm not decent.
So there is we do have a dragon here. So instead of a wyvern, it could be Captain Olston and this dragon.
That seems like a pretty big upgrade.
Well, I'm saying all of you could fight.
Oh.
Every single one of you. And you would fight Captain Olston and Isneel.
Isneel,
the Heart Eater.
Oh, he sounds nice.
What kind of dragon is it?
It's a.
I mean, we don't want to kill dragons necessarily.
That we are in the dragon army and all.
Yeah, yeah. How would that go down?
Yeah, he's okay with it.
He's okay. Okay.
Yeah. We regard strength most of all, and if a dragon dies, then
the Drow Society.
I would this.
He can't let things go. It's one of his flaws.
And in Tiamat's army, if she feels that if a dragon is killed by humans or by
kind of has it coming,
it kind of has it coming.
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
You're probably gonna die. Just saying.
What kind of dragon is it?
It is a giant white dragon.
White
so dragon. That's what, lightning.
Yeah, it's cold.
Cold.
Blue would be lightning, I believe.
Oh, it's a she. It's also a
she.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone got a problem with that?
I mean, I was really looking forward to watching you two beat the shit out of them. But I guess we can fight.
Zod, you feeling up to it, bud?
Let's fucking do it.
Okay. Let's not fuck with his mind at the moment.
Yeah, let's keep it. Yeah.
He seems on edge.
Okay, we agree.
All right, you're going to have to do it in her lair, which is in
the bottom. In her lair? That's a lair.
What? She gets lair action? I don't think so.
All right, fine.
Yeah! Arena! We may have the stairs!
Let me go ask her. Jesus.
That's the whole point is
the stairs. She said she wanted to do it in her lair.
Of course she does. She gets an advantage.
You don't know that.
Get out of here.
How do you know that?
Everyone knows that.
We have fought dragons in their lair.
Yeah.
All right, well, I didn't know you knew that. That's right, not me.
We killed two of them.
Shut up.
Oh, right. And I was there.
Collectively.
Yeah, so she can, she's pretty tough. She killed a lot of people. Like, lots of things. So, it's up to you guys, but...
So have we.
We can go back to the Wyvern. I just don't think it's gonna be as cool.
Yeah, no, we can all have fun.
All right.
I guess.
why not?
I guess I need to draw this arena.
Yeah, it's big enough that you won't really run into the walls.
So okay. Basically the size of the map here.
Yeah, just use that.
Okay.
What are the betting odds here? What are we doing?
So
if we
now,
win?
So yeah, now that it's 50-1 against you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Can we bet some money?
Yeah. That's what this is all about.
Alright.
Broseph?
Baby.
Let's
see what kind of money I got.
I'll put in 300 gold pieces.
Yeah, what's our max bet here, DM? I mean, for 50-1 odds.
I would
say... You can't break the bank.
I would say 1,000 gold would be the max.
Total. So total, 200 each?
Total, yeah.
All right, so 200
each. Everyone want to bet 200 gold on herself and not die?
Yeah.
I mean, you got nothing to lose if you
lose. We literally have nothing to lose.
If you die,
hey, you might as well, right?
Over.
I mean, 50, that would be 10,000 gold each afterward.
Yes.
That's a significant amount.
That is a lot of gold.
Right.
Dead or wealthy.
That's right. Either way.
That's how I live my life.
And why are you wealthy or not wealthy?
Yeah. Don't want to be a fucking poor.
Oh, my God.
He's right.
I mean, yeah, but we don't say it.
I say it.
Yeah, we say it all the time.
I'll show you at lunch. Never mind.
Don't show us your dick, please.
No, not again.
I'm showing it to you. That's what happened.
I smashed my dick.
He keeps taking it out.
It's so small and ashy. All right. This is probably going to be a long battle. So
It'll be super fast.
Real quick.
We're going to take him down.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
We're going to take him down. We're going to fuck him in the face.
Jesus Christ.
He's right.
Face fucking a dragon.
I mean, this group has to seem somewhat insane to everyone.
Just do this.
Yeah. To be like, we'll fight the white dragon. Like,
what?
This is insanity right here. This is not a normal thing that people.
I feel like we're going to be in the upper echelon if we do this.
I mean, we're taking a dragon out of the dragon army. That's always a plus.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're going to notice.
Do we know if there's any other dragons in this?
With the
castle?
Not in the castle. This is the only dragon.
Was he here before, or did you make him up?
No, just he was here.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Just made him up there.
I don't know. You know.
He
could have
been like, hey, here.
Fucking dragon.
She was here.
They.
Can you make a vampire dragon?
No, dragons couldn't be vampires.
Yeah.
I don't think. They're too magical.
They can be undead liches, though.
They can be. Draco lich.
Yeah. That's a scary one to fight. I don't think
just like in Game of Thrones.
No, they're wyverns.
That was a zombie dragon. That's completely different.
Oh, it is?
You fucking idiot.
You said undead. I assumed it was...
No.
Zombie and vampire are different.
Yeah,
no, I know.
And lich. Lich is different, too.
Yeah. You said undead, and yeah. I was just taking that as...
Undead and zombie are the same, right?
Well, undead's the broader category.
That's, yeah.
Because I guess technically vampires are undead as well.
Vampires are undead. Zombies are undead. So a lich, though, maintains all of its intelligence, whereas a zombie's like... Mm-hmm. It's like Cliff.
Oh!
No, he's right.
Zombies are gay? Got him.
Yeah, you did. You didn't even see that coming.
Dick.
Oh, no!
When is he gonna bite? He's just sucking.
I eat the dick first.
Now I want to make a gay zombie porn. You want to make it?
I have to.
I'll take care of this. I was born for it.
Yeah, this is my
destiny. How do you kill a gay zombie like that? Do you suck their dick?
I don't know.
It didn't kill him. He just sucked a bunch off.
You gotta give it a headshot.
I'm just trying stuff.
You gotta remove the jaw.
We experiment a lot, me and my zombie lover. Trying to figure out how to kill him.
He wants to die.
He's insatiable.
You take him to the zombie nightclub. The problem sorts itself out after a while.
Go.
God, he slept with so many people.
The nightclub's the Pulse nightclub.
Oh.
I mean, they would be zombies by now.
Oh, my God.
What? What'd I say?
Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Of all of us, you're the one that wouldn't be aware of that. All right, I'm just asking.
I heard there was a roller coaster that killed a whole bunch more.
It was in the back.
They found it.
Why'd you guys have this?
They found a gay roller coaster.
That still might be my favorite thing that happened.
Yes, that's easily.
Fucking hilarious.
The way you broke.
Yeah, well, look,
As an adult, you don't get many belly laughs.
No. That's
like once every 5 years you get one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You thought that was real?
That was on Wikipedia about it.
That was a belly laugh and his realization with Dr. Blowjob.
Yes, that was yeah.
I didn't like that one. I didn't like that realization at all. That was not my
favorite.
That was fucking funny.
Dr. Blowjob.
Like, no, wait. Wait a minute. Like, oh, no. And then you get this out of the office. You're like,
but you wouldn't
please
leave.
Just leave me alone.
But you wouldn't leave.
Yeah, we said no. That was the best.
We sat down.
Please leave now. We were going to stay and watch this.
Watch him implode.
It was the only time that I actually was like, just a traumatic experience.
That was hard to do with all you've been through.
Right. And hard to bring a new thing. Because I was looking at going to this doctor as an innocent child with my Highlight magazine.
Yeah, you have to sit there for half hour.
Trying to find that fucking bear in the different pictures. And, you know, then you said Dr. Blowjob and my adult brain kicked in.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, God. Yeah,
waves just hitting you. Like, oh, God.
It makes sense.
Yeah. That's why mom was rubbing her jaw as she left.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's like why you realize.
That's why he was paying her.
When Forrest Gump.
We drove.
Oh, I know. The teacher's comes out.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Your mom
the first time you see it, you're like, why is he sweating? It must be hot.
As a kid, you're like, funny.
Oh, I saw Forrest Gump as an adult, so I didn't have that realization.
Yeah.
Your mom must really value your education or whatever he says.
Yeah, that's what he says.
He
starts making the sex noises back at him.
Sorry, I had a little bit of a...
moment.
Yeah. He's just blanking out.
He lived it a little bit. It was like
a little mom flashback.
Like an acid trip.
Did you ever tell your shrink that story?
No.
You should.
I should. I don't. I probably should.
They might be able to help you process it.
He already thinks I'm...
They're going to tell him, please stay away from those people.
He already thinks I'm on edge, so I don't want to add anything that might put me in
what was the word?
Unhinged.
Yeah, I don't want to think about anything that's going to put me in a grippy sock.
Are you reaching unhinged status at your new job now?
Yes.
Are you reaching that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting bad, but...
Are you at the point where they're not inviting you to meetings like they did?
Oh, yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah, 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 that's happening.
We don't want to invite him because he gets too mad.
It's because I would actively yell at people.
Yes, I know.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Well, I mean, that's fair, though, because they are very stupid.
Like that one fucker, James Vinson. Remember him? That douche. Hated that guy. Oh,
anywhere USA. He's dead now.
Anywhere USA. You used to name.
That's an actual person's name.
Is it, though? Yeah, well, it does sound like
a made-up name.
It's not. It's not real.
That
guy doesn't exist.
Anywhere USA. It doesn't apply.
It fixes everything.
That's how we fix everything.
I love it.
Anywhere USA. Always sunny in Anywhere USA.
It's a catch-all.
All right. So let's...
Hold on. Before we step into the thing, because we have time, Weeblow is going to cast Death Ward... Or Weeblow.
Glenn.
Glenn's going to cast Death Ward on Vonta and Weeblow.
Appreciate it.
I'm just standing there like, what's up?
Hey,
well, it's
Steve Pokemon here.
We can pause probably because lunch is going to be here soon.
Oh, that's fast.
Is it on its way?
Yeah, it's like 12:02 to 12:05.
Yeah. They're smashing it.
Alright, yeah, we get this out.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't we set up the board?
I'm excited.
So we're ready to fight when we're back.
Smash, burr, smash.
How big is this?
Do you want
to fight?
You're gonna, do you have a Vonta? Or do you need to use my random?
This will be actually fairly accurate.
Oh, God, oh my God!
So much.
That's big.
That's way too big.
No, that's pretty accurate.
How big is it supposed to be?
Yikes!
It's gargantuan.
That is what. So there's large, huge. It's regular, large.
Huge.
Gargantuan.
No, there's one more before gargantuan.
So it's a 5.
5x5. That's still too big.
As you no, it's a radius of 5.
Oh, so
or a diameter of 5, rather.
So
right?
All the way across diameter. Is 5, yeah.
Okay, so
because right, it's regular, large. Oh, wait, no, it'd be a radius of 5, wouldn't it?
No,
that seems way too
that's
big.
That's 10 across?
That'd be 50
nuts.
Feet across, is that right?
That sounds right.
No, that sounds wrong. Something's off.
You're dumb.
I guess. Maybe.
D&D...
there you go.
Creature size.
That big.
It's going to be annoying.
Yeah, gargantuan is a diameter of 4.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So there's tiny, small, large, huge is 3 across, and gargantuan's 4 across.
There you go.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So it's one bigger than that.
No, this.
No, that's it. That's exactly
one bigger than 4.
This is bigger than that.
Oh, there's another size after that?
This is, says it is.
It is?
Yeah.
So it's 5 across?
Yeah.
Here, well, let's, actually, one of these guys might be perfect.
That might work. If you diagonal him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, he works. He's close enough.
He doesn't look happy.
He does not.
Alright,
I'll close this for now.
And we need, do you want to have a person for, or do you want me to use the, Kenku Monk for the captain here?
For who?
Is he riding him?
No, he's not riding him. Her.
Riding him like a little bitch.
Yeah, oh my god, why do you have Glenn up front?
All right, sorry, Glenn. Why does it say New York on it?
And we're back.
Hey, you want some Mountain Dew, eh?
excuse me.
Is that like where it was canned? Like, why does it just say fucking New York on it?
Your mom was canned in New York.
That's where she lost her job to put our family into a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Why she started. She got a lot of other jobs.
Yeah, that's why she started.
Giving them out. Yeah. Her and Emily.
Oh my god, stop. they were like a tag team.
Tag team.
Does that count?
Should.
No.
Oh, I didn't know we were recording. My bad.
That makes it even better.
It does make it even better.
All right.
I heard pooping.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
He said a name. Does that count?
Oh, I can't!
Nobody did anything!
I don't have to do anything because I'm not going to bleep it.
I don't think I've ever seen you do that!
That was the first time you
I had the power.
Let me go get a shot glass.
Make it a double.
It was kind of shocking because you said it and then everyone just kind of sat there for a moment.
Which was like, uh-huh.
Not doing it.
I didn't even register.
It was shocking.
We're usually paying so much attention to him.
We gotta get him. I mean, now that that's happened, this
it's gotta happen.
It is.
Once you see
that, he can't help it. Especially during the fight. What we gotta do is we gotta be kind of annoying during the fight because he'll forget.
We usually are, so it should be fun.
Yeah.
That's my baseline speed.
I'm not throwing all the way. Don't
worry.
Worry.
Do you have a double?
The delicious Ray and
Nephew.
Overproof rum.
Are those other bottles like real? Were they real alcohol? Or
they
just,
were.
Just
oh, wow. No, they were.
Drink a lot.
Oh wow, you're
an alcohol.
Oh my god, I'm worried.
They are cool
you.
Though.
He's like, I got these last week.
They were over like that was over like a 2 year period.
Okay, they're cool though. What is there like?
Over,
what is
over a 2 year period was, that was actually 2 months.
It was what
felt like 2 years.
2 years for a normal person.
All right, calm down.
That's good. That's a shot.
Calm down.
Let me just make sure that this is. Open up the other one.
It's
not often. You gotta enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, I am gonna enjoy this one time.
As a professional.
It may never happen again.
Exactly.
There it is.
He just got excited because he heard farts in the bathroom.
It's not the worst fucking shot, isn't it?
That's the worst shot.
You just threw it back. That was impressive.
That was impressive.
I tried to miss my tongue.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Doesn't matter.
Hits the back.
It's going to burn.
No, it comes up again. That happens no matter what.
It's going to come up again.
Whatever you do now, don't burp.
Come up again. Come up.
Don't, it doesn't matter because you can burp half an hour from now and you feel it.
Yeah, it's the worst. That's the only shot that's ever made me, like, throw up.
Thank you, Ray and Nephew.
Oh, I know. I puked. I puked. It was bad.
It wasn't too bad.
It was.
At his house?
Does that beat every other one that you've done?
Oh, what, for punishment shots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is obviously the worst one.
You guys had that, what was it, like
the even worse than the Metaxa?
Yeah, it was a 20-year-old
Metaxa. We had it.
Yeah, that wasn't
good. Terrible.
But that.
This is worse?
This is worse, yeah. Oof.
You want to try it?
No.
You've really never had it.
You're not selling it well.
No, it's horrible.
You've never had to do it?
Alcohol known to man.
Yeah, it is probably the worst
alcohol I've ever tasted. It's not like the, what was the one at John Stahl's house we used to do that we actually started liking?
Oh, the Blackberry Brandy. Yeah. That was actually pretty good.
At first, that was super gross, and then, like, you know, after a few months, I was like, it's pretty good.
Well, it was also because we were doing it so consistently that it was just like, oh, maybe I'll just say a name.
Well, you guys were also actively drinking.
Yeah, that was it. That was a drinking.
Actively drinking.
Actively, yes.
Yeah.
Like turbo drinking.
This eggnog's making me racist.
That was even before it was the live radio show we were
oh,
doing.
Well, no, the radio show was a gigantic shit show. Like, I was on that once, and I was like, the fuck is going on here? There was, like, no
sense of... And then we had Titus call in.
Yeah. It's crazy.
The comedian Seriously? Titus called in.
Yeah, because you guys did, like, an interview with him, right?
He's hilarious. Yeah. His show was really
you
good.
You had Titus call you?
Yeah, because he was on a show in Philly.
That's hilarious.
And they somehow managed to, like, convince him that they were, like, a legitimate...
Sure, John Stahl
radio personality.
I'm sure John Stahl insulted him in some way, shape,
or
form.
Well, you guys also interviewed the guitarist for 3 Inches of Blood, and they annoyed the fuck out of him. Yeah.
Oh, right, because he said...
So you guys are just like a joke band, right? It's like,
Who would say that?
Oh, you know who. You know who.
Is he still all religious and shit?
No, yeah, he's converted.
How? He was the staunchest atheist I've ever met.
He loves them now.
And now he loves Jeebus.
Now he has kids. He's like, I don't want them to have no soul.
They don't.
Does he say that?
I don't know. I assume that's the reason.
I had this...
I can't accept the void.
Pussy.
Accept it.
Accept it. There's nothing. There's nothing.
I tell my kids all the time. I'm like, I'm baptized. I'm getting into heaven. You guys can't. We're not going to be together. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
We're not doing
it. I can get baptized on my own.
Are you? You're not.
You're not going to get the right baptism.
I didn't raise you to be that.
When
I found out that you can join the Catholic Church and basically go through all your sacraments in a year, I was so fucking angry. I was like, as a child, I had to go through 7 years of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they get it in a year?
Yeah, you gotta have the right amount of money.
Pretty much. I worked a little bit.
That happened with our wedding, where it was like, I'm not Catholic, and, you know...
Wait, you're not Catholic?
What? My parents were, and they never raised us Catholic.
Oh, okay.
But like,
how was your mom?
Oh, yeah, my mom was raised Catholic.
And
my dad was definitely raised Catholic. But, yeah, like my wife's whole family's Catholic, and her mom was like... dead set on, like, you have to be married in a Catholic church, and I'm like, I'm not Catholic, like, and they're real fucking strict about that.
Yikes.
And they're just like, they just paid them, and they're like, sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
like, that was like, they'll stand on their stand on their morals until you give them some money.
That's my wife's
annulment. Yeah.
That's just $5,000.
It's unbelievable.
I told this story before, I think, but when I was getting married to, I don't want to say her name, but not that we don't say it all the time, but
Zilla.
That's it. That's the one. Jesus Christ. That's so much worse.
Yeah, well, you know.
That I was...
I saw that porn.
I was married before.
Here comes Atomic Breath.
It was a real monster of a vagina. Christ.
I can walk in it. It's a walk-in vagina. So
it's like when Big Bean blew into that vagina, comes back out.
So I was married before, and you know, Amy was a good Catholic girl, like never got married or anything like that.
Soiled her.
Oh, I was referring to your ex-wife as Cunzilla.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my ex-wife is Cunzilla.
I didn't want to make that seem like
I was like,
God damn. Really hates her.
I was like, wow, that,
never seen
that
could
have came off really bad. Yeah.
So
they seemed cordial.
So we had we were talking to the priest, and I'm like, you know, I was married before. He's like, oh, you were married in the Catholic Church? And I said, no, I think it was Baptist. He's like, that's fine.
And then
my wife, you know, we're given the birth certificates. The baptismal certificates. And he's like, you were baptized in a Byzantine Catholic church. And she said, yeah. And he said, I'm going to have to get a canal lawyer. And I was like,
oh my.
And I was like, ha! You thought I was going to be a problem.
That's funny.
I was just living in sin.
Yeah.
Fucking Eastern Catholics. Get out of here.
You were baptized by heathens.
Man, it's such a racket.
It is insane. So fucking ridiculous. That was when trafficking.
Yeah.
That was when I was like, you see, this is why it's bullshit.
Yeah.
So,
just accept you're nothing when you die.
Yeah. Keep telling John Stoll that. You know.
That's the only thing that keeps me going.
I was having an argument with someone. I'm like, they're like, well, you know, it has to go somewhere. I'm like, what about animals? And they're like. No, well, you know, I'm like...
Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, I said, why do you think you're better than an animal? Mm-hmm. You're not. You're just a different kind of animal.
Is Rainbow Bridge that one in South Philly?
That's the one in near South Street?
I think that's where
there's a lot of butt sex.
Yeah.
Butt sex.
But...
the gay brotherhood.
The gay brotherhood.
That was... What is that? Which street is that?
It's round 11.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's it.
What? Smash
Burger. We're going to start our dragon
fight.
Start fighting.
Are you okay? Yeah, right?
You have three characters ahead of you.
Downtown, push down.
Oh, that's going to happen. Yes, they call Smash Brothers for a reason.
And
Wentworth. like a fucking rocket.
All right. You know when you have butt sex and you got poop right afterwards?
Just like that.
It's like a spring-loaded poop.
I had a buddy that was...
He was just waiting.
Yeah. I had a buddy that was like, "Oh man, I think my girlfriend's gonna let me have, you know, butt sex," and I'm like, "All right, whatever." Mm-hmm. But he was like into it for some reason. I think he was gay. But afterward, he's like, "That was that. I should have just kept it a fantasy. That was awful. That was the worst thing that ever happened."
Did he get a poopy on his penis?
He did. He did, and he was like,
"I mean, you're going for butt sex.
Yeah." He was like, and the whole time she's like, "I feel like I'm gonna shit."
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
hot. Oh, that's hot.
Say it louder.
I mean, so it's hot. Also like, you know, the vaginas were made for penises.
For, yeah, penises, right? Like, were made for vaginas.
I fucking knew it. Hold on, let me text my wife.
Is she like, "No, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works."
Anyway,
did you get the funeral picture yet?
No, I don't know where she is. Stupid bitch.
Oh my god.
Maybe she's the real cuntzilla.
<That's not. laughs> Alright.
Women don't like being called that, though. They don't do tell not. Her. Yeah.
No, my wife hates the word cunt.
I love it.
Yeah, we use it all the time. We use it so much at work.
Yeah.
We call everybody cunts.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Are. You know how much calmer the entire team is with you gone?
Aww.
You're riling everyone up.
He does rile people up.
He riles
up,
people
he?
Up.
He gets so angry.
I do.
I mean, it did help that I riled you up, but that was for my own enjoyment. It was so easy.
It will.
I just go in and
rile
be like,
everybody. I don't rile everybody up. I just get riled up. If they get riled up, it's their own fault.
I get riled up.
You're that dog that starts biting at the other dogs because a mail truck went by and all the dogs start biting at each other. That's what you are. You're the first dog.
I don't think I am.
You're the first dog.
First off, we work for a bunch of fucking idiots. There's no way you can't get riled up at Morgan when you're dealing with KM. There's no way.
I don't deal with them too much.
Yeah, but when you did.
Oh, no, there, yeah.
Yeah. And when you're dealing with Michelle Martin, fucking worst.
Anywhere USA.
Anywhere USA. That's how it works. Just say that.
They name dropped me. We said anywhere USA.
It's fine. Could have been
anywhere.
You don't know where.
Could be any person.
Any person.
Name of business. My full name.
Security number.
Oh, do one of those things have a fucking death ward on it?
I don't think so.
Fucking, there's 37 of them.
I don't think death ward's there.
First parallel.
There's a magic effect.
Harry.
You can put magic effect on there so you never remember.
Excuse me.
Slow.
Yeah.
Where did you get this?
Get the magic effect on the bottom right. One over red.
Michael and I
What's
went
that
to the.
Yeah, just put it on Vonta and Weeblow.
Yes.
The Nerd Mall's awesome.
Yeah.
I love the Nerd Mall.
You
Anywhere USA.
Anywhere USA. Did you enjoy your escape room together?
Oh, no, we did VR. We did the VR. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, that was fun. My daughter did an escape room and didn't get out. I just
wanted her. Rest in peace.
Never see her again.
Never see her.
We should do another
night. You know how much more intense the escape room would be if it killed you?
I don't think that's legal.
Just say it. It would be way more intense. You'd be real into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. I mean, that's, you know.
Can we have a hint? Can we have a hint, please?
No hints.
10 minutes. Oh, God!
Don't panic. Big Bean, don't panic.
There's
nothing when you die.
What's that?
Raging effect.
If we do an escape room, it's just got to be us because I didn't like working with those other fuckers.
Neither did this gentleman over here.
Like, you almost said his name.
I did. Very close. A woman came up and tried to help him with the puzzle, and he goes, "This is really more of a one person thing."
I was kind of like, "Yeah, you're fucking idiots. Please leave me alone."
I haven't done an escape room in a while.
Yeah. We pretty much did that escape room. Like, there was very little. Because it works a lot like puzzles in a video game. Like, there's...
Yeah, you there's different puzzles everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can... I mean, sometimes it helps to have a second pair of eyes, but...
Some of the things in the escape room are, like, fucking stupid, though. Like, they're like, oh, it's... You know, one of the things that Mary was saying is the hands of knowledge. So there was a clock. And she's like, oh, it's a clock. Clock has hands, right? No, it was, they had all these fingers pointing to something. She's like, they're not hands. They're fingers.
Yeah, that's fair.
I
speak the fingers of knowledge.
Shoot, the fingers of knowledge. The fingers of banging.
The finger bangers.
The blasters of knowledge. The finger blasters.
Finger blasters of knowledge. Yeah, I don't like this escape room anymore.
So, general strategy before we start this fight.
Yeah.
Do we go after the captain first?
No, I think we have to go after the dragon first.
I feel like the dragon's going to be a pain in
with
the
its
ass.
Breath.
Do you want me to tell you which one's more powerful?
I mean, the dragon's probably more powerful.
I'm not telling you.
Well, then why'd you say that?
Because I knew you were going to ask.
Alternatively, Weeblo can try to banish one of him for a minute.
Who?
The captain.
I thought that they get... Oh, they do get banished to a different plane.
Yeah,
they
for
come
a
back.
Minute.
But if they're... If it's... If
from a different plane, it just goes there.
Yeah. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
I mean, that would probably be a good idea.
Well, I'm not going to do it now.
No. I should have seen that coming.
Hold on, I gotta look something up real quick.
Ooh, that shot's starting to hit me a little bit.
It's strong. It's a, what is it, 110 proof?
It's nasty.
Yeah, 110 proof.
I don't understand how it can claim that it's rum.
It's more like just...
Doesn't taste very rummy.
It does not taste rummy.
Or yummy. It's not yummy, rummy.
Yeah, it tastes more like lighter fluid.
What is it about rum that makes rum rum? Is it the spices? Is that what goes into it?
I don't know.
It's from cane sugar, right?
No. Rum is usually molasses. Mm. Cane sugar would be, what do they call it? The stuff they use in capoeiras.
The little animal guys? little fatty animals?
Is that what they ferment the sugar cane?
It's commonly molasses.
Okay.
Oh, so I was right.
All
right.
Well, we were both right.
I was more right.
What was the no? Because there is a liquor that's made out of sugar cane that's called it's like it's rum, but it's no, it's called something else.
It's called rum.
We just looked it up. It's rum.
I'm looking it up. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Did you ever fuck a capybara?
Why would I? Why would that even have been a thing?
Just asking.
Seems pretty hostile about it. I feel like he's hiding something.
Methinks the lady protests too much.
You don't protest too much. I would have just said no.
What? What? What?
Who would
no!
Who would do such a
thing? How dare you, sir? How dare you, you fucking piece of shit?
He's so angry.
Why is Google not...
Little Cappy died.
Somebody died in a shark attack.
Yeah,
nice.
I saw that. Yeah.
Finally.
I know. Why?
It's been a while.
Was it the bite?
They should have closed the beaches a week ago.
Was it the bite?
No, that was from the movie Jaws.
Dorsal fin of the dead.
Oh my god,
dude! Did you see the video of the guy out off Egypt in the get eaten? That was like 6 months ago or
shark?
Maybe a year ago. Yeah, shark attack. Like it was like his girlfriend, fiance was with him.
Yeah.
And, like, the father of the woman, of the girl, was, like, filming. And, like, the guy start getting attacked. It was, like, the first death scene in Jaws. He was like, Tina! And it's, like, dragging him under, and he's popping back up and screaming.
Oh my God.
And, like, it went on for, like, a minute.
Oh, my God.
For real, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Look it up. Egyptian shark attack.
And to be clear, the father just continued to film.
Yeah. It's called...
someone did.
It's called Kachka. Kachka is the sugar cane
one. That sounds like some sort of...
That's made up.
It's not.
Borat.
Yeah. Liquor. Is that Middle Eastern for...
No, rum? It's from fucking the same place rum. I mean, it's from Brazil, I think. Anyway.
Is that where rum's from, Brazil? I thought that was a Korean...
No. This is where Kachka's from, but they have rum as well. So, it is.
Yeah.
I can't get the video.
So it's like a South American.
That's
rum.
What I get for not having my morning shit.
Yep. Yeah, gotcha.
Did you just throw my bathroom?
No, that's fine.
You try sure? to run from it, but it.
No, it catches up. It catches up. I'm like, I don't need it today. I needed it today.
No, that's a shame.
You need your morning poo.
You need it.
It's we didn't even start. We've been talking about other shit.
Fair.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Audemon, you're up.
Fireball.
Well,
what?
I was looking something up. Shit.
Who are you targeting?
He can target both of them.
Okay.
What do you have that on. Shoots fireball? Just your
his
spell?
Because I'm a arcane trickster.
It's not good. It's only fireball for me.
We're also going to run to the side, so you're a little closer and over.
Okay,
go ahead, fireball.
I think I got the Egyptian
fireball
attack.
They got a roll dexterity. Each creature has to take a dexterity saving throw. You must beat a 16.
Good, Big Bean. We're fighting now, baby. It's happening.
So
it's not happening.
It's not happening. It hits something, the fireball, and just dissipates.
Neat. He's got like a force field.
Thanks, I hate it.
Can we tell what it hits? At all?
I will let so even though we're in the middle of a fight, I'll let someone roll an arcana check.
I only have plus one.
That might be mine.
Glenn has a six.
Intelligent.
Glenn probably then.
Oh, I have three.
All right, Glenn.
Tell yours, BB.
Come on, Glenny. That's terrible. Nine.
You're like,
I don't know what happened.
That's not good. Yeah. So
like, when I hit it, so I would have shot it right here, so it, like, basically went here and just...
It, like, 30 feet from the creature, from both of them, went...
It's like Independence Day. I cast Randy Quaid.
Well, that seems like a bit of cheating, doesn't it?
It's not.
It's not cheating just because it didn't work.
That's right. Most of our stuff is physical.
Which is what you need.
All right, Vanta.
I just watched the Egyptian shark attack, and it was not good.
Yeah, no, it's awful. You have to have sound, though, because then they're screaming.
No sound.
I don't know of this.
I don't need
the guy sound. Was eaten by a shark.
Should we put it on the big screen?
Yeah.
Do it.
We'll just pass it around at this point.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, sorry, that's unfortunate.
It just keeps going,
that's
dude.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, it's with red weights.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Jaws.
It really cool. is.
Then he gets tossed around.
The photographer is terrible. His legs came up in the air.
Yeah.
It is not.
Oh, I gotta watch
good.
This now.
It's pretty
I gotta see this.
Actually.
You don't want to be eaten by a shark.
No, it's
no,
not the best.
Not
it's not a subtle death.
They say if you're getting attacked, punch it in the nose.
Yeah. Or gouge
or
its
the
eyes.
Gills.
Yeah.
The
like you have a
yeah, I would
gills.
Think about doing that. Yeah.
As it first chomps on your leg and then you're
like, let me aim for the nose.
Well, the way dolphins get them because they stick their nose into their gills.
Dolphins are assholes too.
Yeah. Damn, that's fucking brutal. That's a tough way to go, for sure.
Oh, is this on YouTube? They don't usually have this stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, I got a good...
Hurry! No, where do they find it? Take it.
Yeah, they're good.
So, I think our strategy is to go after the dragon. So,
yeah, that would make
one,
more sense.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Actually, you could be here if you wanted to be.
Is that screaming in the background?
It sure is.
All right. So, do I have... I get two rolls per turn,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
And I would say use your... Do you want
to
move up to him?
Should I use one turn to move up? Get myself in the most precarious situation.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the most precarious situation.
So that's my first turn.
No, that's your movement.
No, you okay. get two
now
rolls.
Now you can do attacks.
Two attacks.
Plus my dexterity?
No, you're
plus a bunch
strength.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Plus my what?
Plus a bunch
plus five, plus your strength modifier.
It'll be your strength, your proficiency.
Goddamn.
Strength is plus 4.
So you're plus 9.
It's plus 6.
So it's plus 11.
And then plus... your sword has a plus 1 on it, I think, too, right?
Not right now.
Uh-oh. We got anti... Oh, I know it. Glenn knows what it is if he sees...
I'll give you that.
An anti-magic field.
Well, you know what they say. Hit him.
Glenn would know that dispel magic doesn't work for that, does it? Because it's not the magic...
I mean, right.
But do we know which creature it's on? We probably know it's not the dragon. Actually, we wouldn't be the dragon, wouldn't it? It would have to be the captain guy.
It
because the dragon's basically magic.
I'm gonna say you can't tell.
I can't tell, but I'm saying Glenn would work it out.
But
we'll try to work out that it's probably the captain more than the dragon.
Starting a thing.
Because the dragon would have an anti-magic field around it.
Yeesh, that's crazy.
That'd be a crazy dragon.
That's fair.
I'm plus 10.
So do we change tactics? Do we go up to the captain?
Maybe.
No, I mean, she's at the dragon now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, nothing to do there.
I mean,
no,
I'll
no,
go
you're
after
fine.
The captain. You're plus 10.
But I'm saying we can switch. No, just go for it. Hit her.
I'm just going to do it. So the strength and dexterity... Sorry, strength and proficiency are 6 and 4, so plus 10. And then my attack bonus is plus 10.
So would you? What is your roll?
Yes, your attack bonus... Is those two things? So it's a plus 10.
Okay. Plus any numbers you. on your sword. So you have a plus 1, I think, on your sword, right?
I have a 1d8. Yeah.
No, not the attack damage.
What is your type of weapon?
It's a
Grand Fang.
It's Grand Fang, so it's plus 1. So you have a Yeah, so you should have a plus 11.
Yeah, you just missed your plus one.
She's got a... Oh, okay. She's right. Because it's a plus 5.
Okay, so I'm going to roll and do plus 10. 17.
Does 17 hit, Big Bean?
No.
Oh, no.
Does 18 hit?
No.
Oh, no.
Fuck. Fuck. We're fucked.
She had a good run.
Game over, man.
Game over. Game over. Okay, so it's the dragon's turn.
Great.
And she is going to... turn. No, I think she's going to stay right there. Maybe turn a little bit like that. It's a 90-foot cone.
Can anybody seduce her?
Now anybody, it'd be you.
It's true. So I do got that riz.
90-foot cone would hit... Who? It would hit...
It'd be 15 out, right? Or 15 squares?
It'd be all of us.
Yeah, it's everybody here.
Well, I don't think... where you are, I'll get this. Whoever this is, that's Glenn.
That's Glenn.
Not
me.
No.
What about?
No. What's his face? Oh, that's Captain Olfin. I don't think that's gonna the cone because it's like it spreads one square as it goes, right? So if it starts here, we'll say it starts here, right? That's one, and then it's two, and it's three. Yeah, it'll get him. Okay, so
it's pretty fudger.
Much everyone except Autumn. Lucky Autumn. All right, everyone needs to make a dexterity saving throw. Well, that's
not good. I think he gets an advantage on it.
Did you rage?
20?
Yeah. He rages automatically.
Okay, 20? 20 makes it.
14.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 20 doesn't make it.
What? Well,
I don't think Autumn... He got a nat 20. Does that count?
Nat 20.
I got a nat 20 too.
Oh, well, nat 20.
I was like, a nat 20 doesn't make it? What the fuck?
Glenn misses it.
All right. I'm going to have to do use a roll app.
No!
That means there's a lot of things.
That does mean that.
It means a lot of dice.
What kind of attack is it?
It is...
soft feather attack?
No.
Damn it.
Fire breath.
Fire attack?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yay! Sorry. I'm resistant to fire damage.
There you go.
So is Weeblow.
So what is that, half it?
Half and half.
Half and half, baby.
Oh, not half and half, because you didn't make it.
Weeblow did.
Oh. You just take half. Oh, no, you got an at 20.
I got half and I'm half, sorry, baby. Yeah, half and half, baby. Put it in my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Sorry.
What did you roll, Vanta?
14. And I have zero dexterity.
Oh, yeah, I also have zero dexterity. Point.
So if you take full damage, it's 95.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Well, this is going to kill us.
Each.
If you're resistant and you take half of half, obviously, half would be... 47. And then half of that would be another, like, 20. So 23.
Oy vey.
Good thing she doesn't get to do that much, huh?
Yeah, we'll spread around her.
Oh, that really hurt, guys.
Ow. Okay.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah. Azad.
All right.